Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Some great games of footy, some convincing games of footy, none more so than the Panthers over the Sharks, 48 points to nil at Bluebet Stadium. It's not just Bluebet Stadium that has become something of an impossible to beat the Panthers. They're doing it wherever they run around, and no small thanks to Viliami Kikau, who joins us right here, right now. G'day, mate.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Very well, congratulations. The caravan just keeps rolling on, must be full of confidence at the moment.
Yeah, thanks. It's been really good. 9 wins now, so we're just going to keep it going. Still got a lot to learn, and hopefully keep that winning streak going into next week.
And was the coach most happy with the 48 or the nil against?
I think it was the nil. We've been working really hard with our defense throughout this year, and then in the off-season as well, and he was really pleased at how we defended the whole night, keeping the Suckers to nil.
Billy, just you boys just playing with a smile on your face. You seem to be enjoying everything about it. You seem very fit. I think that's the one thing that really hasn't been spoken about this team, that you got to be so fit to be doing what you boys are doing week in, week out. Is there something in the off-season that you did that you maybe haven't done the last couple of years that you can pinpoint why you blokes look so fit on the rugby league field?
I think in the off season we did a lot of fitness as usual that we do in the off season, but I think we used a lot of footy as well. Everything we did was all footy related. I think that really helped us as well. I think sometimes in the preseason when you just do a lot of running without the footy, and then you come into the season and then you just making those errors and that, dropping the balls, and I think that's one of the things that really helped us during the off season. We trained a lot, we did a lot of fitness, but there was heaps of footy related stuff as well.
One of the real reasons you guys are going so well, James Fisher-Harris up front, he lays a platform. It was great to see him score his first try in 50 games last night.
Fish has been Fish is really consistent with his footy every year. Year in, year out, you just see how he plays. He leads from the front, as he said. He just lays that platform for, even all the other middles. Just, I think, plays good when they see him play good, play that well. He's been really good for us. He's the leader in the team. He's the leader of the pack, and he doesn't really do a lot of talking around the club. And, I think he does his talking on the field.
Hey, Kicks, Ryan Girdle here, mate. Congratulations on a great start to the season. MGG spoke about leadership. There's a few voices out there, I'd imagine, on the weekends. You've got a guy that I'd imagine like a chat next year in Luai and Nathan Cleary on the other side. Who's the most dominant player out there in relation to, getting you guys where you need to go and setting up the plays, getting to your kicks and so forth?
Yeah, I think Nathan does a lot of that. He's a different player. He's so easy to play alongside, and he just directs the boys and the middles. When the middles are fatigued in the middle of the first half or second half, it's just so easy for them to lay the platform when he's just telling them where to go. So, and you got Jerome, as you said, he's on my side. I think Jerome is just all eyes up footy. He just sees what's in front of him and he plays. He doesn't care about anyone around him. If he wants to kick in the first play, he'll kick if he sees some space or anything. But Nathan, he does all the steer around the puck for the team.
But as a forward, it must give you a lot of confidence just knowing that you can go out there, do your job, and those guys have got control of those really important parts of the game plan.
Yeah, 100%. We just that's what we talked about before the game. Everyone just do their role. The middle, just lay the platform in the middle. And obviously me and Capes and Mara in the background, we just do our job. And everything comes up clear. If he wants to kick early, we just get on the front foot there and make sure we get down there with our kick chase and we defend. And makes our job a lot easier.
Hey, Viliami, we all know how COVID's affected the world. You're a long way from home. Have you been able to get back there recently? And what's that like, being so far from home for you?
It's a bit hard because, every year I just plan my trip back home after every season. So whenever we finish the season, I always, that's one of the things that I look forward to, going back home and seeing all my family, mum and dad and that. And, obviously with what's happening around the world, last year I didn't get to do that. And obviously this year as well, just been, being thankful for social media. I get to video call them on Facebook and stuff like that, just to keep in contact. It's been really challenging, but it can't do much about it. Hopefully the borders open up soon and get to go home.
I bet when you do get there, there's a lot of love for Viliami Kikau amongst the kids and the people of Fiji.
I'll get a few calls from all the kids riding the bus along the, if they see me along the street, or Suva or anywhere, you just see people calling out, those little kids calling out the window, Kikau. it's a good feeling, but really can't wait to get a chance to go back home.
But you've been really embraced by the Penrith community. They're a great community, and especially when you're performing the way that you are. But being 6'4" and having, yellow hair must make it hard for you to go to the plaza or get anything done out there. You'd be mobbed 24/7.
I'm always thankful for this, bubble, because it gets me just to stay home, not to go anywhere. So it helps a lot. I don't really go along. I'll go a lot, go out a lot anyway, because, we have a good community here, and just go around the plaza and you just see people, spend with people. They just take photos and everything. So I just try and stay home as much as I can.
Give us a little bit of an insight, Billy, on this young man called Brian To'o. He ran for another 300 metres last night. He just seems to be the energised battery, the little rolling ball of thunder. What's he like away from the footy field?
I think just same thing. He's just full of energy. He gets in the morning with his big speaker and he just, everyone just still trying to get their head in, get their head in and around training, and he just walks in with his big speaker, him and Jerome, and the volume is up at the max and they just playing their music. Just full of energy. He's full of energy, Biza, around training, and it's when it comes to game day, he definitely does his job, gets us away from the yardage carries, and scores some busy tries too.
Billy, I mean, I'm not going to take the 4 points off you, but exactly how much downward pressure on that ball did you get last night?
I definitely felt my hand touch the ball, and I felt the ball touch the ground at the time. Stood up, sort of half celebrated, because I wasn't sure if the referee was going to take it to the bunker or not. But I definitely touched the ball to the ground, so I was happy that the bunker caught his try, so I'll take that.
You guys, the ultimate disappointment at the back end of last year, young side, it was a Cinderella story, and everyone, thought that you might have gone on and got the job done. It wasn't to be. The way you guys have responded to that this year, and you're now the hunted. Every side you come up against, they put their best foot forward, and you guys, week after week, just find a way to get the job done. What's the mentality like within the group? What do you guys focus on through the week, and is it just that you guys love putting on the jersey and getting out and playing together? What makes you guys tick?
Yeah, as you said, last year we just felt like we were getting bullied around by some of the these teams in the comp, and obviously we were just really a bunch of young blokes playing footy out there, and we were getting pushed around last year, and in the off season we really just really worked hard on being ruthless. I think that's one of the things we've brought into our team culture, is to be ruthless and when we go out there, we just want to compete and, compete till we give that last whistle in the 8th minute. And I think we've been doing that in the first 9 rounds. One of the, I think, biggest teams that we've played this year, one of the biggest games was that Melbourne game. And, we didn't win until that 80th minute, and then that Canberra game, as well. We're just trying to be ruthless, and we're just trying to compete this year. You know, we come in and we know that every team is just going to try and hunt us down this year, and as you said, we're just going to keep finding a way to win every week.
Is this the year for the Panthers fans?
Hopefully
is this the one?
It is, mate. Hey, it's just the
gonna get it done?
Early days. It's still the early days, but we're building to. We're bidding for a big year.
Doing a great job, buddy.
Yeah, you are indeed. Well, sitting pretty at the top of the table, and you're doing a brilliant job individually. Viliami Kikau, thank you so much for joining us.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure playing great footy, and as I said, in team that you sense it's special out there. And there's a few other teams there, obviously, at the weekend, including Melbourne, but, boy, it's hard to look past the Panthers.
I think what's so special about this team, Tony, is the fact that I think last night, or the week before maybe, was there's 14 out of the 17 started their first grade career at Penrith. So they've all come through the same age groups together. They've all grown together, and they're expressing themselves so well on the rugby league field. They're playing a brand of footy that's just so contagious to watch.
Yep. To watching, as you said, Brian doing a little bit of dance while he was waiting.
I don't think they'll wait.
Running 300 metres and dancing.
He's got to be the Origin winger.
Yeah.
You've got to find a spot for him, surely.
They forced 7 or 8 dropouts last night, and just on one of the ones with 5 or 6 minutes to go, the camera went under Brian Toto. He was just having a little boogie there on his own. Didn't even know the camera was on. He's just moving and shaking.
They are really, really good to watch. Well played, the Panthers. It's a Saturday scrum, thanks to King G.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.